Ok will not be unlocked.
In waffle balls nakhohat shud.
He calls the American penalties illegal, oppressive, and wrong, and says we're not after photo opportunities.
Fox's Simon
Screw
Owen.
Screw off.
Two children are killed in a crash involving a stolen police cruiser in Dayton, Ohio.
There were at least two occupied vehicles involved, other occupied vehicles involved in this incident. There were at least 11 removals from those other two vehicles to several different hospitals.
Dayton Police Major Eric Henderson there, the suspect, now in custody. He's also hurt in that crash. Police say he stole the vehicle from an officer responding to a call about a stabbing. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, just in time for the morning commute here. The northbound side on the left.
The signals are not working, and that is really starting to jam with the drive, so get ready for that busy ride.
Maybe I should drive so we don't all die.
Traffic was a biatch.
So I'm taking my time on my ride.
Oh, no, it wasn't my fault. Some guy in a Plymouth totally cut me off.
I'm going to be late for work.
It was painful. It was slow.
Whoa. Slow down there, Shirley.
Slow it down, hotshot.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
I drive slow. Yeah. I drive slow.
The traffic is getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Because of the rain, but for the latest on that.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I was just checking my home rain gauge is reporting now a third of an inch just in the last hour. That's a lot of rain in 1 hour, and 64 hundredths in the last 24 hours. I'll check the airport here in just a second. Not raining at the airport at the moment, but we're looking at various tower cams showing that the rain is widespread. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms any time today. There's been some during the night. There's certainly a wet commute this morning, especially concentrated this afternoon and this evening when there'll be some locally heavy downpours. High temperature today could make it to the mid to upper 80s, depending on the amount of rain. Overnight low temperature tonight in the mid 70s. Tomorrow, the risk of showers is mainly in the first half of the day because a front moves through. And I think by lunchtime here in central Alabama, we're probably done with the rain as it moves into south Alabama. And then some nicer air coming in. A really pleasant Wednesday night, Thursday morning, much of the day. Thursday has lower humidity. I think Friday morning feels great. And then during the day Friday, I think we're still dry. But then random showers and thunderstorms returning over the Labor Day weekend. And then we're watching the tropics. If you've been listening to us this morning or if you checked out my morning video, be a good morning to do that. Dorian, the future of Dorian, the spaghetti models are all over Alabama here as we look into the early part of the next week. So we're going to have to watch that storm carefully. Right now this morning, 75 degrees, cloudy skies, showers in the area, 8:05.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
If you hear a drip, drip this morning, sure, it could be the rain outside. Or it could be in that spare bathroom in the back. A drip, drip, which is, oh gosh, you ever tried to sleep during that? Impossible. Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take care of your plumbing problems anytime because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. It's never during convenient hours, right? Give them a call. They're going to never charge overtime regardless of when you call, even if it's on a weekend or if it's in the middle of a holiday or whenever. In fact, Labor Day weekend, you know, you may have some folks coming over and plumbing again. They're ready to take your call. 264-9666. And you can also visit them on the web, ACByLukeWire.com. RiverWire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. For over two decades now, they've been second to none in the River region for plumbing problems. And as a matter of fact, now I love the fact that it's a no-brainer. I don't have to see, oh, who am I going to call this time? No, it's always going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
With the rain, lots happening on the roads. Just got a fresh update from Mr. Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour, and we still have a big mess out on the roadways this morning. I-65 is a parking lot all the way from Cobbs Ford Road into the downtown area, so just be patient. You'll eventually get through there. We have the same story on I-85. It is jammed up all the way from the interchange out to Taylor Road, so be careful if you're out there. Just watch the traffic around you and take your time. If you're on the boulevard, it also is just as crowded as can be all the way from the Wetumpka Highway around to Vaughan Road. There are several accidents we need to tell you about. We have one at Coliseum in Biltmore, Atlanta Highway in front of Fraser Church, also on the boulevard at Narrow Lane Road, and on the boulevard at the Troy Highway. Please be careful, keep your headlights on, and get where you're headed safely this morning. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This guy is too stupid even for Morning Maroon, so he gets this special acknowledgement.
Oh.
You know, I can understand, you get a gun, you want to learn how to use it, you want to go to a place where you can safely fire and practice and all of that stuff. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So you can be a responsible gun owner. But a man in Connecticut bought two guns last week. 68-year-old James DiNardo wanted to go test them out. So he drove to a park and fired two shots from his car at a softball field where there were kids playing softball.
Oh, man.
What?
You're kidding.
No. Neither of the shots hit anyone. They both landed in between the left fielder and the center fielder, about 250 yards from where he was shooting.
How could anybody think that this was a good idea?
That's what everybody's trying to figure out here. He was charged with unlawful discharge of a firearm.
Yeah.
Interfering with the police. And just 50 counts. 50 counts of first-degree reckless endangerment. One for every single child that was
good.
On that field.
I'm glad.
Good.
I'm glad. Yeah.
And 22 counts of risk of injury to a minor.
Ridiculous.
It's crazy.
That might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard you share.
Most of the time, I like these to be amusing because it's somebody that, you know, there's a real rocket scientist, but this...
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's just too dumb to even be a Morning Maroon.
Although
we do have 40 people who started an enormous brawl at a water park in California over a beach towel.
Oh, awesome.
Over a beach towel.
Over a beach towel.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they have their priorities straight. Okay, who's ready for a conundrum?
All right, okay, let's do it. Okay.
Now let's do it. And once again,
jeez.
Our team has achieved
unity.
Half of all parents say they don't want their child adopting this bad habit of theirs.
Uh-oh.
Half of all parents say they don't want their child adopting what bad habit of theirs? That's the question we need an answer from you on.
I learned it from watching you.
Yeah, that isn't that a great commercial?
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228.
I meant that sarcastically.
I know it's raining. We know it's raining, and many of you are kind of stuck in some of these traffic slowdowns. And we don't want you to jeopardize yourself by trying to participate. On the other hand, I don't want to have to drag out the torture music. It's been a long time since we've needed it.
Yeah, it has been.
We don't want to go back to those.
Yeah. What was the new torture music we were getting? Oh, yeah, that stupid Christmas song from Star Wars.
No, don't do that. I prefer the
Kenny G. Rogers.
Oh, yeah. What, Kenny G. Rogers.
No, who was it? Was that Bon Jovi, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John Bon Jovi.
We look up at the winter star. We know
trivia.
Alright, but now you know I got it, and I'm not afraid to use it. How about that? What do you think of them apples, Lyra?
Our hearts will sing with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree.
Josh Bon Jovi did that, huh? I'll bet that's a real career moment for him.
Yeah. But he doesn't do that in the concert anymore.
Right, right. All right, let's see if David has the answer. David, good morning.
Using profane language.
Half of all parents say they don't want their kid adopting their use of profane languages. Not the right answer,
that's
but a good guess.
That's a good guess.
Take care, y'all.
I like that.
Thanks, David.
Yeah.
How about Lisa?
What's up?
Hello, Lisa.
Lisa. Good morning, Greg, and everybody else. Hey. I hope y'all are having a great day.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah. What you think? What is the answer to this conundrum?
Well, I said bad language was my top guess.
Okay.
How about, sorry, Greg, how about smoking?
Oh, that's another good one.
Yeah.
I want you to pick that up. It's not smoking.
It's not smoking.
But that's a good one.
Okay. It's a good guess, and of course, I would be horrified if my daughter took up the habit.
Yeah. So,
I hope y'all have... Thanks, Lisa.
Appreciate it.
Do you believe this? We have back-to-back Lisa.
Oh, my gosh. It's another like stereo Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How about swearing?
Swearing.
Bad language has already been.
Yeah, that's
bad language.
Think of something else that apparently.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear the other caller.
Yeah,
okay.
That's okay. That's our modern phone system.
If you have another one, do you have another one right now, or do you want to call us back if you think of something?
Eating sweets.
Eating sweets, okay.
Do not copy. My bad habit of eating sweets is not the answer we need, but we appreciate the guest, Lisa.
Thank you.
And by the way, Lisa and David, they've all qualified to win some great prizes at the end of the week, including that tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Woo-hoo!
Tray of party. A party-sized tray of wings. Party wings. That's like, yeah.
You got party wings.
I got party wings.
Gooey fries,
yeah.
Chips, salsa, and queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. That is a nice thing to win. You qualify just by calling. Ed,
hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ed. What is this?
Hello.
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 What is this?
Are we still guessing?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Cracking the old knuckle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do not emulate my happy hobbit.
What? Your happy hobbit?
Your happy hobbit?
was that the hobbit book? Was
Lord of the Rings.
The Happy Hobbit.
The Happy Hobbit.
That was another movie that was on Osama bin Laden's
Oh, goodbye.
All right, here again, 50% of parents in a survey said they don't want their child adopting
this
bad habit.
Yeah.
But I don't know that this is as much a habit as it is a behavior.
Well, what is a habit if it's not a behavior?
Okay.
Well, a habit is a behavior.
All right.
But a hoppy habit is...
You don't want your kid doing...
What?
This kind of thing.
That's enough. That's enough, you two.
All right.
You hint givers.
Thanks, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom.
I learned it from watching you, Mom.
272-9228 is the number. And again, there's even if you don't have the winning answer, you qualify for some great prize at the works from Don Duncan and a Clark's Club membership. That's a $159 value.
Right.
So, 272-9228 is the number. And I'll tell you what, let's get some local news while
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is election day in the city of Montgomery. Voters will cast their votes for a new mayor and city council. The polls open at 7 o'clock this morning and close at 7 o'clock tonight. Three juveniles are behind bars after authorities say they broke into and vandalized a Montgomery church over the weekend. Montgomery police say the suspects broke into the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church on Virginia Loop Road. This happened just after 12:30 Sunday morning. And five companies are expressing interest in building new prisons for the state of Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey announced Monday that five firms responded to a request for qualifications to build the three proposed prisons. Now, back in February, Ivey announced a plan to build three new large prisons to replace most existing facilities. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the game is Conundrum. Half of all parents say they don't want their kid adopting this bad habit of theirs. Now, we've had some good guesses.
Yep.
Swearing, smoking.
Yeah, and...
Sweets was another
sweets.
One.
Sweets. What else? Well, those are the key ones so far.
Yeah.
And those have been ruled out. So, what is this bad habit?
Yeah, think of something that you don't do particularly well that you would not want your child to emulate.
Right.
2729228. Chris, you are next.
Hey.
Bite your fingernails.
Ah.
Bad habit.
Yeah, that is. Let's check it out. Biting the fingernails.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Earlier, Morris Kappa 101 called in with a traffic accident. 85 South on the on-ramp, or let's see, 85 South getting on from Taylor Road. There was an accident there.
That'll be a... That's the first time there's been a Taylor Road
in the right-hand, in the right-hand lane
incident.
After all the thought they put into designing that intersection safely.
Yeah. That is dear diary moment.
Let me grab this one off the cuff. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, how about drinking?
Oh.
All right. I don't want my kid to be a...
Hey, what is your name, by the way?
Yeah, I need to know your name.
Diane.
What's the first letter of your last name?
B.
C. All right, Diane, that's not it, but that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you. So we've eliminated that one, too.
We've eliminated that one.
It's not smoking, it's not drinking.
Hang on.
It's not sweets.
Not swearing.
It's not swearing.
18 minutes after 8, and again, some heavy rain has made things difficult around the river region. If you see news in the making, call us at 272-9228. Hello, Soldier Boy.
Hey.
Hey, Greg, I got a guess.
Okay.
All right.
Mine's far, far out there on the left. I'm going to say speeding.
Speeding?
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah,
bad habit.
You know, you're so
right.
Okay, we're gonna do it.
The thing is, he used the word bad habit, and that is part of the answer.
So that's so. Yeah, we wanted driving bad driving, but speeding is certainly a bad. So we gave it to you anyway. You got it.
Yeah, I was gonna get the big envelope one there too, because turn signals and this and that. And right. That's how I always was hoping my children would not pick up my bad driving habits.
So there you go. That's it. Bad driving habits, including speeding.
Good job.
Now,
thank you.
I started when Janelle would ride with me when she was about 12. I would start teaching her how to look ahead, how to not just look at what's in front of you, but down the road so you can see things happen. Her mom.
Oh.
We just had a lightning strike.
Oh,
or something real.
Oh, that's going to reset every computer in the building.
Yeah.
Yep, sure did. You're still on. Let me go check. I got to go check the other.
If we lost you, Soldier Boy, we didn't hang up
we
on
totally
you.
No.
What happened is when you get a power surge and a hiccup in the power, everything in this digital world resets. And so we didn't mean to hang up on you, but you got the right answer. And Jay will need to talk to you in a little bit here and get some information from you so that we can take care of you. But yeah, and by the way, like everything in the building, like everything's resetting now.
Yeah.
Computers everywhere. Sometimes that makes the streaming go away for a little while.
That was a big hiccup.
Yeah.
Well, let's...
You deal with it.
Let me grab this call. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, just Soldier Boy got disconnected.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you got disconnected with the...
Hang on, I'll get your info.
Hey, Greg.
Hang on just a second.
Go. Yes?
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, am I on the air still?
Yes.
You are.
Hey, Greg, I remember my mom tried to teach me to drive. She was the first one to volunteer, but after 30 minutes, she handed me off to my dad real quick.
my dad only taught me good habits. Even signaling to change lanes, not just turn signals to turn.
My dad could be a little bit... My sister, he was teaching my sister And he yelled at her while she was in the middle of a left turn. She stopped the car in the middle of Pulaski Road and 79th Street and walked home.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on, because we got to get your information, okay?
All right.
Stand back.
It is 8:21 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you are interested in seeing without the benefit of glasses or contacts, that would be my dream. In fact, years ago when we first heard about Montgomery Eye, I went over and saw the refractive surgery counselor and learned I am not a candidate for LASIK. And I got to be honest with you, I was kind of bummed by that. First world problem, to be sure, but you know, glasses, you know, I have two boxes that have like 800 of those lens wipe things.
Oh my gosh.
And you use them by the handful. Hey,
how many readers do you have laying around in various rooms, in your car? And I mean, I've got them all over the place.
I'm going to guess I got at least a dozen to 18.
Yeah.
In various stages of decrepitation,
been,
too.
Yeah, one's been stepped on, and one is...
The little thing on the nose gets bent.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have to worry about that when you're a candidate for LASIK because you open your eyes and everything comes into crystal clear focus like it did when you were young and you didn't really appreciate the great things you had going on for yourself. That can be restored. You have two of the best board certified corneal specialists here with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shannon Montgomery Eye. But first step for anybody is to see the refractive surgery counselor, and that's as easy as an appointment at 272-2020. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, visit Montgomery Eye Online. This is a practice, by the way, that has a history in the River Region going back, wow, almost 75 years. It's incredible. That's 272-2020 or online MEP.com.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So Soldier Boy was like, you guys got really scared there, just a little lightning strike, and I was like, "No, no, friend. It's very different here.
you have electronics surrounding you.
Like we live in a room full of electronics for 3 hours every morning. It sounds completely different in our headphones, which is a little frightening. And the room goes dark.
It's not like being at home in your living room
and just enjoying a thunderstorm.
And then there's a little glitch in the electric.
Hey,
it's a little different here.
Yeah.
Soldier Boy must remember." Because he's been with us for a long, long time. That afternoon when Joey and I...
When you became a skeleton?
We heard a storm. You know, you could hear the thunder through the roof, so it had to be somewhat close.
Yeah.
And I stupidly said, wouldn't it be wild if we got struck by lightning and like 2 minutes later?
Yeah. See, we're even wearing things with wires on our heads.
We're plugged into the electricity.
Connected.
Well, I worry about you guys, but I have... grounded flip-flops.
Oh, really? Is
that
right?
So I am protected in the event that the lightning
hits. You're a pretty grounded guy, you know, as far as that goes.
But if I get struck by lightning, I'll still be a smoker. Yeah.
Might be smoking in places that you weren't smoking from before.
This is true. Stay tuned, because we have another traffic update and more of this great radio right on the other side.
Montgomery Sky Watch making our way through the morning traffic, and it is slow out there. Be careful if you're on I-65. There's a traffic jam basically from Cobbs Ford Road all the way into the downtown area. If you're on I-85, it's just as crowded as you come on into town from Chantilly Parkway all the way into about the Ann Street area. If you're on 85 North, there's an accident at Taylor Road, so be careful there. We also see one on the Troy Highway right before you reach the Boulevard, so watch it in that area. There's an accident at Coliseum Boulevard and Biltmore Avenue right by the fire station, so be careful in that area. It is busy. It is raining. Turn your headlights on. Take your time and be careful this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 9th to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Four out of five employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody shut up.
Fantastic. Oh, that was sarcastic.
Oh,
that you write like a spastic.
I hate you.
Finally, time for
stupid
news.
What's new?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
And there's a lot of stupid news today.
All right. Why are you looking at me?
I wasn't looking at you. This is something that I have known, but maybe you didn't. Over the last 100 years, we've thrown out around 8 billion tons of plastic, which is broken down into tiny particles that make their way into the air and the water supply. This is the new thing that everybody's freaking out about.
Yay!
Number one, it says, stop drinking bottled water. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But the truth is, and this is why I fill up my water bottle. I've started drinking water for the first time, making an effort to do about half a gallon a day to a gallon.
It's a good thing. I do my best.
Look at my skin.
It's there.
It's soaking.
It's there.
Thanks. Glad it hasn't shriveled up in the decomposition process.
It's there.
I've been walking around dead. But tap water is purer than the stuff you get at the store. Stuff you get at the store doesn't have to pass as many safety standards as tap water does, unless you live in Flint, Michigan.
And by the way, you and I have talked about this before. Kids who grew up like we did on tap water got fluoride, and our teeth had fewer cavities.
My crest group did.
But kids now who are only drinking bottled water are not getting fluoride, and I'm wondering how that's affecting their dental report.
I've had a sip of water out of the hose before. Didn't hurt me.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, God, but with the stuff we did when we were kids and, you know.
It seems like there's always a component in the news, and forgive me while I'm rebooting everything because we had that power hit.
Yeah, right.
Now the next thing is bananas are going extinct.
Oh, that's going to drive me
bananas. I thought they talked about this a while ago, a couple of years ago. Wasn't it a big deal?
Yeah, it's a disease that ravages banana crops. It's making its long dreaded arrival in Latin America, the biggest exporter of bananas.
Well, that's it.
That's raining worries.
The last straw.
About the global market's dependence on the single type of banana, the Cavendish. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
That sounds familiar. I'm going to claim it as knowledge that I already had.
The Cavendish is known for its ability to be transported long distances and retain its freshness.
This is just sad. If you
and like always, we have a song for the occasion. Cost plus 10% at Food Outlet, by the way. That's 46 cents.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is take a bite. Banana, banana. Never thought that a fruit like you could ever go extinct. Banana.
If I had to bet, based on previous bouts of hysteria with certain scourges and fears that have been spread by the media, I'm going to say ain't going to happen. Want to know what the most this is hilarious. The most romantic. I'll count down. How about if I do that?
Okay.
Count them down.
The top five romantic U.S. cities. And this list is based on how strongly participants agree with the statement, I bring romance to my relationship.
We know that Millbrook is no longer on that list.
It's not here.
Right? Okay.
In fact, there is no Alabama representation in the top 25.
Number five.
This is kind of appropriate. Sugarland, Texas.
Oh, I've been to a wedding in Sugarland, Texas.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was one of those Western Two Steps weddings. You know, Western, you know, Texas. You know.
Texas Two Steps?
Yeah.
Number four.
St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've been there.
Okay.
Never been to a wedding there.
Why St. Cloud?
It's the people. 150,000 Americans participated in this study.
Number three.
Cypress, California. I don't know if that's a northern or southern or it's away from the ocean. That was number three.
Okay. Number two.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay, I can understand.
Really?
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach. Gesundheit.
Yeah.
And number one.
Boynton Beach, Florida.
Boynton?
Boynton. There's a lot of boinking in Boynton.
Boynton.
Boynton. B-O-Y-N-T-O-N.
Boynton.
If you go up the, if you go up A1A along the beach, you go through Boca Raton. What's next?
Tampa.
See, Boca Raton. No, Tampa's near Tampa.
the Bay Area.
Boynton Beach is about, I'd say, 15 to 20 miles north of Boca. It is probably the most nondescript. The only place I remember from Boynton specifically is the mall where they had a gang shootout not that long ago.
Okay.
So, anyway, but it's the people that make the romance, not things like candlelit restaurants and, right, and that sort of thing.
All right. Okay. Well, that was enlightening. Right after the banana story.
We did not make the list of hardest or least hardest working states. Hardest working, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. No surprise. And the least hardest working, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Mm. I was thinking Pennsylvania is a place, you know.
The Keystone State.
Did they count the Dutch Amish folks?
They work harder than anybody.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because they don't use the electricity there.
Where was that guy from again? The counter, you don't want to know why guy again. He about traffic circles. Where? What state again?
Pennsylvania, oh, and specifically northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, kind of the area where the TV show The Office is set.
Scranton, yeah.
Scranton Wilkes Bar.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
For more on this and other weather-related topics,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Over the last couple of hours, we had locally heavy rain here in the river region, which caused a lot of accidents. Right now, the heaviest rain has moved on to far eastern Montgomery County, Macon County, east of Tallahassee. So it's raining along I-85. If you're going to be taking a trip over towards the Auburn area, it's raining in that direction right now. And more concentrated rain as you travel down I-65, especially beyond Fort Deposit. We have some very heavy downpours. And that's the way it's going to be today. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around from time to time, especially concentrated this afternoon and this evening. We have an important frontal system on the way. High temperatures today will be held down into the 80s. Overnight low temperature tonight as the storms continue in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers is mostly first half of the day. I think mostly before lunchtime here in central Alabama, and then shifting into South Alabama during the afternoon as that front moves south and delivers some drier air, some nicer air. I think Wednesday night is nice. You'll really feel a nice difference on Thursday morning and Friday morning, especially right around dawn with the nicer air. And lower humidity during the daytime hours as well. So sunshine, no rain in the forecast on Thursday and Friday, but showers, random storms will return with all the humidity you love over the Labor Day weekend. And as we've been mentioning this morning, then we have to watch the future of Dorian, which is now a tropical storm in the Caribbean. What will it do? What could it potentially do to our weather by early next week? Watch my video this morning. Right now, this morning, with cloudy skies, showers in the area, the temperature is 75 at 840.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, she's not here yet, but she and Jacqueline...
her alter ego?
She's Jay Quellen.
She's, yes. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are going to sidekick with us. And I got a story here. I was going to make this a morning maroon, but I want them to... a woman who wants a divorce because her husband is too loving.
Too loving?
Too loving.
Oh.
Among many other interesting and new relationship-related things that we'll get their opinion on. And I have a feeling that they'll probably continue their fruitless effort to find somebody for Joey, but that's their if that's their cause. So
are you saying the search goes on?
I believe the search goes on, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm guessing, Darn. 841, our Morning Maroon nominees are next.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your morning traffic, and it is still crowded and messy out on the roadways. Please be careful. I-65 is still backed up into the downtown area. We have problems on I-85 as well between Taylor Road and the downtown area. There is an accident on the northbound side of 85 at Taylor Road, so be careful if you're in that area. You just need to slow down a little bit today. Keep your headlights on, and let's be careful. We'll check in with you later this afternoon. Your office location says it all. Sonova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is election day in the city of Montgomery. Voters will cast their votes for a new mayor and city council. Polls open at 7 this morning and close at 7 o'clock tonight. Five companies are expressing interest in building new prisons for the state of Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey announced Monday that five firms responded to a request for qualifications to build the three proposed prisons. Now, back in February, Ivey announced a plan to build three new large prisons to replace most existing facilities. And three juveniles are behind bars after authorities say they broke into and vandalized a Montgomery church over the weekend. Montgomery police say the suspects broke into the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church on Virginia Loop Road. This happened just after 12:30 Sunday morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling NextCare. My name is Amy. How can I help you?
Hello!
Hi, how can I help you?
Guess what?
What?
I'm having a party, and you're invited!
NextCare Urgent Care. Is there something that I can help you with?
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
I think you have the wrong number, sir.
Dr. Jinka Janka in?
We don't have a physician by that name at our clinic.
Dr. Winslow J. Jinka Janka.
Is there something that I can help you with, sir?
I'm trying to use the phone!
I think you have the wrong number, so I will be disconnecting the call.
Well,
Well, my mistake.
This Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
67 years old.
Yeah, yeah. K-Rob, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to sing the praises of Seafood Bistro yet again.
Okay. Wonderful.
I came and picked it. I got my $10 gift card the other day and took it straight to my mom, who eats there quite often, and this is how good they are. She walks in, sits down, and a server she's never seen before came up and said, "Do you want your usual?" And he knew what it was.
That's awesome. So, what's the usual?
I like she gets the boiling basket or the
I love that.
But she gets it. But she gets it special with like this different and that different.
So I got you.
Yeah, I like to add an extra potato.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, that's a great report. And we appreciate
it. That's all I got. Those guys are great.
Thanks.
All righty, my friend. Thank you, K-Rod. Now, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Brew nominees. All right. Starting with a guy in Washington. The state, not the city.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
You know anybody who goes there or travels there? Washington State?
It's so far away.
I know. Who would ever want to go there?
Yeah, it's awful.
The weather's always, you know, overcast. And
who would want to go to a more cooler, more comfortable place?
Just to let you know, there's apparently a heat wave coming to Seattle the week I'm there.
You know who's there now? The New York freaking Yankees. If you don't go see the Yankees and Aaron Judge hit a 500-foot home run, I will be disappointed in you.
Let me check tickets over there. I'd love to go to a game.
The Yankees, today and tomorrow.
Oh, maybe I can catch them tomorrow. I won't get there in time to see them today.
Womp womp.
So William Kelly, this past Sunday morning, called 911 when his red 1992 Chevy pickup was stolen out of a parking lot in Kennewick. Do you visit Kennewick when you're there?
I don't even know where that's at, but no.
It's in the Tampa area.
As police were investigating, they realized he was not an innocent victim. It turns out his truck had been stolen while he was across the street robbing a business.
I see.
So he's been arrested for burglary, and the police are still trying to track down the guy who stole his truck.
Instant karma's going to get you.
The police in Myrtle Beach. We just talked about Myrtle Beach. It's the second most romantic place in America. They got a call Saturday night about a guy streaking down the street. You know, and one of our own Alabamians was there at the time.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
She wasn't disappointed.
What?
Some naked people.
They found a 42-year-old guy named David Shepard walking around naked. He told him it was because he owed his drug dealer $350.
Oh.
And when he didn't pay, the dealer wanted to embarrass him, so he pulled a gun and told David to walk around naked.
Mm-hmm.
Police, though, could not find the drug dealer, and David wouldn't give them any information because the next thing after walking around naked is you're dead when you turn in your drug dealer. So,
yeah.
He didn't want the cops involved, and the police chose not to press charges. He wasn't even arrested for public nudity. And now, guess what state we visit?
Connecticut.
All right, and we're going to Connecticut, Florida, which is not far from Tampa.
Right.
In the Bay Area.
This guy at least has a sense of humor. 46-year-old Keith Mounts.
Mm-hmm.
An action verb that Jay embraces with that weather station that is yet to be.
Okay.
You got to find
a mount.
I
didn't know where
you're going with that. Yeah, I was a little concerned.
You're the one you said you needed a mount.
Thinking about that today and what we can do.
Who wants to mount?
I mean, don't think about it too hard today. I'm not going to be there to do anything.
No, 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 no,
maybe the best time for us to go over there and do it.
I was thinking about how we can rectify that situation. Anyway, go ahead.
He let a friend use his bathroom at his mobile home outside Tampa, which is so close to Tampa.
Yeah.
It's actually
just right there in the Bay Area.
Right.
Yep. And told him to make sure he flushed, but his friend didn't flush. So Keith said, "I told you to flush," and then chased him with a machete.
Whoa.
He pointed it at the friend's face and threatened to chop him if he didn't go back and flush the toilet. His friend instead called 911. When the cops asked Keith about it, he told him that blank happens. You know what word usually precedes happens in that
poop.
Colloquialism.
Yeah, must happen.
Shucks.
Must.
Yeah, right. Keith tried to claim he was just defending himself with a machete, but his story didn't add up, so he is facing charges for aggravated assault.
I don't know.
Because his friend didn't flush.
First of all, I think we should have a machete for downstairs, but what do you do? Which one do you think? Is it the naked druggie or the robbery victim?
I like the
robbery victim with the.
Yeah, I like the. I was busy across the street robbing a place.
Well, my truck got stolen.
Yeah, that's always good to attract the attention of the police who are trying to solve a crime you've already committed. I think we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
He sure is. At 8:52, again, a reminder for those of you who need new wheels or would just like to get out of what you're currently driving but are afraid that credit issues may prevent you from getting done on a deal, you need to see Tip Tames and the team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, where they have over 20 different financing options, and they specialize in helping people who have had a rough patch here or there. Hey, that was me when I first came to Montgomery. And in the process of getting done on a deal, you pay the payments on time, your credit score will start climbing, and you'll be better off for your next purchase. But boy, it's not like they're asking you to come over and buy something nobody would want to drive. I mean, they have an amazing selection of sedans, SUVs, even a Hummer. How about that? A 2006 Hummer H3 Luxury at Jack Ingram. That's brand new to the category, under $10,000. I got to see that. It's black. The interior is incredibly in great condition for a vehicle that's about 12 years old. And the engine, most importantly, has been signed off as ready to deliver reliable driving miles. So see Tip Tames and the team at 235 North Eastern Boulevard, or shop online by price, by category, by type of vehicle at jackingram.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Rise and shine.
How come you're so talkative?
Because it's
Talkative Tuesday.
Talkative Tuesday.
It's not a real thing.
Look, all I know is
it's Tuesday.
People love to talk.
You put it together, you get
Talkative
Tuesday. Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Okay, let's get this party started.
All right, if you learned nothing else from listening this morning, you know that it's Tuesday. We're pretty good at the day of the week. Sam.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
Hey. What's up?
Oh, no, I heard you talking about streaking a minute ago, and I thought I'd have to chime in on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to love back, you remember the old pop single, from years ago.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Streak.
Sure.
Yeah, Ray Stevens.
Look at 74. That. Look at that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to give us a peek. All that. I'm upset. You can tell that society has put on quite a bit of weight because the artist streaking is just about, you know, it's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It used to be big in the 70s for
it's
sure.
Like yeah. Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, people, it's more of a waddle now. And just, you know, the shortage of good streakers around.
Nobody wants to see a walking jello mold.
People were thinner. People were thinner in the 70s. There is no doubt about that.
There's no doubt about that.
But the hair was
That's all I like to say is support the write-in campaign. Joy Clark for mayor.
Joey!
Joey, that's it. That's right, man. It's a you know, hey.
I'm out of time, thanks.
Why?
Joey.
We're News and Views is here. We got Randy Burkholder on the phone, and the clock is ticking. Sam, call us this afternoon, please.
Hey.
And here he is from Preble Farm Center. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, guys. How's everything?
You know.
How are you? Enough about us.
Got a good rainstorm here in the Tri-County area.
Yes.
We muchly need it.
Oh,
muchly.
No doubt.
Yeah. And that will certainly help get the ground ready to prepare deer plots. And we are ready for that season. We have, I don't know. Eddie, how many, 20 different mixes probably? We've got at least 20 different blends of seed to suit everybody's need, and just a heap and helping of fertilizer, different analysis for, you know, the reason we carry so many is people have different ideas in mind, and they have different goals, and it's not as simple as one size fits all. And we take the time here to talk to our customers and find out what their goals are so we can match the product to what their goal is.
Quick question. We are very late in the, well, not very late. We're in late August. But is there anything you can still plant at this time of year?
Well, we were just talking to a fellow. He's going to put in a quarter acre of cabbages and a quarter acre of turnips. Or no, collard greens.
Mm.
And we told him, and he was asking us about the plants, when our fall plants are going to arrive. But the thing to do, if you really want to grow a lot of plants and save some money, is start those seeds now and transplant them into their permanent spot in about 6 weeks. So, yeah, there are things, plenty of things. You can prepare for that fall garden season by starting those plants and then transplant them out into their normal growing spot. And as far as fall plants are concerned, the started plants from Bonnie, the transplant, we'll have those in here probably a week after later.